Section Gimel. וגם עכשיו אנו עומדים בימים תשופים, troubled times, ימי זעם ומצוקה. נגועי פרעות, afflicted by pogroms, ולמודי ייסורים אנו. במשך 15 השנים האחרונות התייסרנו בעינויים שאין כמותם בתולדות אלפי שנות גלות על בון ושמן. Rishon, as well as Chorban Bayis Sheni, with the pogroms, with the Chmelnytsky massacres, all of that notwithstanding, the Holocaust was unprecedented in Jewish history. Other Gedol Yisrael who lived at that tkufa similarly affirmed that. Parashat HaSev lo nechtama b'yisuda shal medinas Yisrael. Kayom haza od shuya medina zo b'mashper v'sakana. Kulanu v'kulanu malei ei pachad v'charada l'gomelo shal ha'yishuv. The drasha, which was later written up as Kodol Vidofek, which was given in 1956. So in 1956 in particular, I think it was the crisis with the Suez Canal, with Egypt, it looked, again, like they were on the verge of full-blown war in Afghanistan. It was a time of existential crisis for Medinas Israel. הידי ראייה אנו לכוכב של רשען העולה ולזבות הדין הבינלאומי מתוך אדישות לעקרוני הצדק והיושר לידי מדינות המערב. We're eyewitnesses that the star of the Rishoyim is ascending, and the international injustice out of a sense of complete disregard, apathy for principles of justice. See, in the past couple of years, unfortunately, we've had an increasing number of reminders, but on so many different levels, part of being a Jew is having a sense of history. It's obviously fundamental and defining as to who we are, because we live based on Masorah. But one of the perspectives that ascends for Jewish history provides is the constant of anti-Semitism. There are occasional lulls. There was a golden age in Spain. There was a while here in the United States where anti-Semitism was subterranean. But any Jew with a sense of history knows that even if today it's not on the surface, it's lurking beneath the surface. And in the next line, the Rav speaks of the hypocrisy. Hakol machlifim lemnadeinu v'soneinu v'mitrapsim, they grovel lefneihem v'hachna'a u'bitzviut nimivza. Disgusting hypocrisy. It's a constant, and there's nothing more painful when one hears of or sees Jews who ally themselves with non-Jews in criticizing the Eretz Yisrael. Their non-Jewish allies would, many of them would cooperate in a resurgence of anti-Semitism, and Medinas Israel would be their haven. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Kol Yisrael v'hanilva aleihem ka'achem heim. Shenem abonim atem l'Hashem lokechem. Im lo yirachem ha'ach al echov, mi yirachem olav, ulemi aniya Yisrael nosen einehem, halagoyim shesonen osan, v'rod v'm achareihem. Ha'ein einehem tzluyos al lachayim. That perspective is very important, not only in the context of Hilchos Tzedakah. Tzafa ve'olah ha'tmiyah ha'melefizit ha'yidua v'hasovel sho'el lometreni om v'omel kabit. Rosha Machter is Hatzadik, Alken Yetzin Mishpod Meukol. Ochen Kefisha et Gashin Leel, Inna Lukim is Dakek Lashayla Kazov, Inna Adam Na'ana Laha. Mesherati Stuma Vachatuma Michut the Shuto Shal Higayon, Kilo Sucha Liros is Panoi, Kilo Yurani Adam Vachoi. She Yetza has Sakranut has Sechlit, Tokay Pala Adam. Elo El Het Hazek, the Munato, the Bori Ha'olam, Hatzig is Adil, the Hodos Betum Pa'olo. At so Tom and Paul at the Fodroch of Mishpat. In your fellow of the Hamik Shayla, Bishat Siute Balahot, nightmares of what's the phrase? Nightmares of terrors, I forget there's an English phrase for it. אז עלינו להציע בצורה הלכית ולשאול, מהי חובס האדם הסובל הנולדת מתוך הסבל? מהי בסקול הציבורי את הבוקס מתוך היסורים? לשאלה זו יש, כמו שאמרנו למעלה, פתרון, והוא מתבטא בפסק הלכה פשוט. Yeah, the choice of words is very interesting, right? We would have thought that a question has an answer. And the Rav writes, a question has a solution. So the pshat is clear. There are two types of questions. Some questions are, you know, abstract, theoretical, speculative, and some questions are existential questions. How does a person keep his head above water
given what's
happening in his life? That's not a theoretical, abstract question. That's a question that goes to the core. So the first type of question needs an answer. The second type of question needs a solution. אין צורך בספקולציה מטאפיזיקל ספקולציה כדי לברר את הלכות תיקון הרע, לא בשמיים היא. אם נצליח לנסח תורה זו מבלי לטפל בשאלת הסיבות והתכלית, the why question, נזכה לישועה שלמה ויזכה בנו מקרש הכוסף, עוצו עצי וסופר, דבר דבר וליוקם כי אימנו כל. עוז ורק עוז נעלה מתוך מעמקי השואה, בעלי שיעור קומה רוחנית מוגדלת ועטורי תפארת היסטורית מוגברת, כמו שנאמר ביוסף השם אסכול אשר לאיר למשנה פי שני בכמות ובאיכות. Since, as the Rav explained earlier, the response to Yisurim is לתקן את הפגום באישיותו של האדם. So then, ממילא, it means that a person, if he responds correctly to adversity, not only survives, but comes out improved, comes out better, comes out elevated from the experience. The goal is not to survive the Yisurim, but if a person responds appropriately, he comes out Baal Shiur Koma Ruchanit Mugdalet. Now his stature has, his spiritual stature has been increased, has grown. You know, Yisurim come in different shapes and forms. They're not always so dramatic or draconian as what the Rav is focusing on here in this maimer. But the Yisodos are all true for the, you know, less dramatic but still very real types of adversity and challenges and difficulties that individuals often face in their daily lives. It's the same. Maybe it's a difficult family relationship. Yisurim come in, maybe it's financial difficulty. Yisurim come in different shapes and forms. And again, lav dafka that anyone else knows about what a person's difficulties, challenges, adversities are. It's the same, but it's the same as so. The same as so. in Osei, the Rav continues, Kshenes eino motzei et heido haratzui b'ma'asim ma'ashiyim. When the miracle doesn't reverberate by our responding with concrete actions, so then chazon na'ala mitnavein u'mitmazmeis. Things wither. Umidat ha'din matchila lekatreg al ba'al ha'nes, kfui ha'toda. The one who was the beneficiary of the miracle, who's an ingrate. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyahu Mashiach v'sancheret Gog u'Magog, omer midas ha'din, Chizkiyahu sha'asisa lo kol ha'nisim halol lo omer shir lefanech v'taseyu Mashiach. Oz ba'a ha'mitzuka sha'at ha'yisurim. Right, this is what we saw earlier, that sometimes the progression is that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to elicit the reaction from us by Shefa Bracha, and if Rachman Litzlan, we don't react to that stimulus, to that impetus, so then it comes through the Yisur. Hasevel hu ha-ha'atra'ah achrona, it's the last warning, shahashkacha ha'elyonam masra ba'adam, srus hargashat ha-tova. L'kruz ha'acharon, the last call, right? When you're in the airport, right? So here, this is the last call for flight, whatever it is, right? They're about to close the boarding doors. La kruz ha'acharon, the last call, ha'oleh mitoch ha'yisurim, mukhachim lahagiv b'tkifa. We need to respond immediately. V'le'anot l'kolosha ha'lokim ha'korei la'adam ha'yekah. Ha'yahadot hekpida ma'od al isu chimot ha'sha'ah. Bat toda'at zman v'gishahi, Yadus is very sensitive in its awareness of time. Shehiya kol shehi nechshevet al yadeh lepesha. The slightest delay can be reckoned a sin. Ha'adam mafsid lefamim et olamo b'shalchet echad. Person can lose his world because of the chet of ayisma meya. Rav goes on to illustrate, nosar means a person, if a person eats the b'sar kochim in HaTorah a second before Amod HaShachar, he's being mekayem a mitzvah aseh. If he eats it a second, 2 seconds later after Amod HaShachar, it's an issur kares. Chilul Shabbos, a few seconds before Shabbos, the malach is mutaris. A few seconds later, it's all right, ben hashmosha, it's a sofek skila. Then the Rav continues with a contrast between David and Shaul. Shnei Malchei Yisrael, Meshichei Hashem v'Giborei Ha'uma chat'u shavu b'tshuva shleima v'hidradu l'achad lo nimchal ha'avon miyad u'l'sheni nesrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'salach lo toch kedei divo l'viduyo im Shaul nohag HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'midas ha'din v'kara ha'mamlocha mimenu. Biyachas l'David, Ireb din berachamim, u'malchusa lo nifka amizaro. Madu ha'echmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shol v'chinein as David, b'sheila zor ena tzricha b'fnai b'lifnim. Hatshuva p'shuta ma'od. David lo hechmetz et ha'sha'a ha'ritzuya, v'hitvada miyad al avono. Shaul hitmameh k'tzat, b'shol pigu ze nitla ha'malchut mimenu. כשנוסן הנובי בעל דוד וישמיע צעק נסו, עתו האיש, פתח דוד בבידויו, ולא השעה את תחינתו לאלוקים אפילו כהרב עין. והיום את דוד על נוסן חוטוסי לשם. שול בזבז רגע אחד. והיום השול השמוע, על אשר שמעתי בכל השם, ואילך בדרך אשר שלחני השם. So that momentary delay made the difference between Shaul holding on to Melucha or Shaul losing the Melucha. So how do we understand? How do we process this? We sort of think of No, you do something now, you do something 5 minutes from now, it's basically the same action. So how can it be that and yet, clearly it isn't. I think Rav Huttner has, someone in Pachad Yitzchak, he has a very beautiful Ha'orah. I think it's his, I don't think he's quoting it from the Maharal. I think it's his Ha'orah, if I recall. Ushmartem esa matzos, al tigre esa matzos el esa mitzvos, kishem she'en machmitzen esa matzos, kach ein machmitzen esa mitzvos. But rather, mitzvah bali yadcha, you do right away. Don't procrastinate when it comes to doing mitzvahs. So Huttner says very well. He says, if you procrastinate with an isa, right, you mix the water and the flour, and then you procrastinate. So what happens? It's the same result, but 5 minutes later? No, it's between matzah and chametz. It's not the same result at all. It's not that you get the same result, but okay, so... it's 5 minutes late. No, it's not 5 minutes late. It makes the difference between matzah and chametz. It's totally transformed. And Chazal say kishem kach. Sounds like that when a person hesitates, when a person procrastinates with a mitzvah, it's not the same maisa, albeit okay. So 5 minutes later, I went to shul, but I showed up 5 minutes later. No, it's qualitatively different. There, chach, it's still a mitzvah, and here, so how do we understand that the 5 minutes, that the 1 minute, doesn't just represent a delay of 1 minute, but means that qualitatively, what's done is totally different. So in context of mitzvahs, again, that's the context of the Maimon Chazal, not the Rav's context here. So perhaps the pshat is as follows. Now and then you hear in the news that there was some blip in some computer program, and some airline is posting tickets to wherever for $100. You fly from here to Eretz Yisrael round trip for $100. So when people become aware, what do? So right away they run to the computer as fast as possible to try to book the ticket before the airline realizes the mistake and fixes it. So you drop what you're doing. You drop everything you're doing. Why? Because it's such an unbelievable opportunity. Such an unbelievable opportunity. What if the supermarket has Tropicana orange juice marked down 25 cents this week? But the half gallon is 25 cents off. I'm not sure you drop your pizza and you run with reckless abandon to maybe they'll sell out and I won't save that 25 cents on my shopping can. It's not such an opportunity. Okay, it's a good thing. If I can cash in, why not, but it's not. If a mitzvah can just be put on a to-do list, it's not the same mitzvah as if I have the schus, I have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. It's machmitzen. It's not that the mitzvah happens 5 minutes later. It's a different mitzvah. What about in terms of the example with Shaul and David? Why is Shaul's 1 minute of denial so incredibly significant that it made all the difference in the world, as the it had repercussions throughout the Doros. See footnote 6 here. So what happens? Let's say you don't realize that a pot just came out of the oven. It had just been in the oven for 45 minutes. The oven was on 400, and you put your hand up and you hold on. You grip the handle of the pot. So clearly a mistake. So what do? You dig in for a minute and you I'm not gonna let go. Or you recoil as fast as you possibly can. The significance of David's immediate admission of Ayomer David al Nosan Chatasi Hashem is that it points to the fact that the chait was an aberration. V'horaya, immediately, as fast as a person possibly can, he's turning away. He's looking to be shoved the tshuva, to distance himself from the chait as fast as he can. That frames what the chait is. If a person is sufficiently comfortable to remain with the chait, so then it wasn't such an aberration. If it wasn't such an aberration, it's not so easy, in quotation marks, kaviyochol, for it to be forgiven. So again, the minute or two, it's not the minute or two, it's what the minute or two reflects. The minute or two is telling. It's not the minute or two per se, it's what it reflects. How do we understand this? I think we spoke, I forget when, but we talked about just recently, in the footnote here with the Rambam from Perek Beis, I thought this was about. But Machlokes, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, certainly the Feresh Machlokes, the Chinuch, and Rabbeinu Yonah, but we understood to be Machlokes, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, what the time frame for Mitzvah's Tshuva is. It's clear from the beginning of Shari Tshuva that as soon as there's a Yedea Sachet, so that a person has a Chiyuv Tshuva. And we understood the Rambam to be saying that no, a person has until Yom Kippurim, which is Keitz, Mechilu, Slich of Yisrael. So that becomes the deadline, after which a person obviously can and still should do tshuva, but he would have been mevatel the mitzvah. The same way, if the father isn't mal the son by Yom HaShmini, that's a bitul ha-mitzvah, but obviously he can and should be turn around and be mal him on Yom HaTshi'i. So Micha that we see that Shaul is held accountable for Ubishal Pigur Zen Nitzla Hamalchus Mimenu, because the Chiyuv Tshuva is the right away. But how do we understand this according to the Rambam? So Yitachen that the answer is that Machlokes the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah is when a person comes to the Yediyah Sachet on his own, when a person is confronted by the Novi, be it Nosan HaNovi, be it Shmuel HaNovi, and is given Tochocha, so then even the Rambam will agree that, that's a Mechayev to do Tshuva right away. And Yitachin, that that's part of the, again, the Rav extending this idea, the line that we read earlier, in the first paragraph here of Osei, like Kruz HaAcharon, right, the last call, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's last call, as it were, Ha'oleh mitoch ha'yisurim, muchachim lahagiv b'tkifa. It's Enoch Hanami, Tshuva in general, so as the Rambam says, the Torah does cut us some slack. When it's one's own Yediyah Sachet, so the Torah says, no, the deadline is Yom Kippur. But when our feet are being held to the fire, either literally by a Novi, as was the case with both David and Shaul, or not with an actual Novi, but by events which are so transparently ordained by the Hashgacha, so then that's a Mechayev of, then the Rambam will be Moda in those circumstances to Rabbeinu Yoma. Okay, we'll stop here.